opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
ESPN put out their top 10 safeties in the league this year, which means more good news for the Texans. We'll get to that here on In the Loop. I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie, alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig on the ones and twos. I didn't even want to turn on the mic and start talking. Yeah, I was enjoying a little Billy Idol.
Hey, we could have kept playing it, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that guitar to open up the song.
The ones and twos, as you say.
That's right. It's a great song.
Yeah.
And my favorite rom-com, I'd probably say, is Wedding Singer, if that counts.
Oh, and, that was big time in here.
They use this song a lot in that, so. Takes place in the 80s. One time I was doing a show, I don't think my program director liked it. I think we played, what was that song? Jefferson Airplane, the song they have about Alice in Wonderland. It's mm-hmm. a short song.
Go Ask Alice.
Yeah, that song. Yeah. It's a short song. I don't even think it's 3 minutes. Anyways, we played it coming back from commercial, and I love that song really a lot. So we just let it play, and I just sat there for like 3 minutes. We listened to the whole song. And fortunately, I don't think anyone's listening because no one said anything to me. All right, good. Anyways, you can always join the conversation, 713-572-4610. We'll get to that list from ESPN, but in case you're just tuning in for the day, you've been busy this morning, whatever it might be, maybe you missed the news or the Astros last night, the big story of the day, it's not even the fact that the Astros got swept by the Guardians last night. First time they've been swept since the first week of the season, just the second sweeping for the Astros this year. That's not even the main story. The big story from last night's the fact that not only did they suffer another injury, but it happened before the game even started. Jake Meyers tried to make his return to the lineup, and as he went out to center field, apparently he suffered what I guess we could label as a setback, had to come out of the game immediately, was helped off the field by a trainer, couldn't even go to the dugout. He went off the field on the through the gate in the right field corner.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see what this means for Jake Meyers moving forward. But in the here and now, I mean, it's just the latest example of the Astros botching an injury situation and embarrassing themselves with a player's recovery.
Yeah, and I'm not even kidding anymore, you know, because it's been kind of a punchline, a running joke. What are the Astros saying about an injury now? I said it earlier, and I kind of want to ask you guys something about this as well. It's not a joke anymore. It's not funny anymore. It's an embarrassment. The way they handle injuries and rehab and return players, et cetera, is a joke. They're a laughingstock around the league. You know, in terms of, you know, inside the game and outside the game, you know, commentators and fans and such. But let me ask you both this. Is there anything that could lead the Astros to actually changing the way they do things with these injuries?
I mean, if we haven't seen it yet, it would be hard to find something.
I think there might be one thing.
Okay.
Something for this year? Because I think for sure next year they're probably going to make some type of change.
They've said that before.
I'm kind of curious. Is it crazy to make like a big change in the middle of the season like this?
Well, no, I'm talking about just, you can make that kind of change. Like not just transparency, but how you you know, control and decide when a player is back, the process, the why not an MRI? I mean, you're a very lucrative club. Why could you not have an MRI on this calf? What was keeping you? The one thing I think might change this is it comes back to money. Everything comes back to money.
Of course.
Yo, Methodist Hospital System.
Uh-huh.
Have you guys caught up and seen the more and more jokes, the more and more snide comments about Yordan on the Methodist billboards and the Methodist hospital system, you know, comments? And I could do a search right now, but I won't. I've seen, you know, hey man, no thank you. You know, whenever we're talking, whenever you see these posts and stuff, the Methodist hospital system has been a big time partner of the Astros for a long time. I think decades. They look bad.
Yeah,
they look bad. They could pick up the phone, whoever the CEO, CFO, whatever, and get with Jim Crane. Because the only one that can really change things is Jim Crane.
Mm-hmm.
And say, man, what are we doing here? Our name is on this team. Our name has been associated with this team for decades. We look awful. That the only thing that could change would be the Methodist hospital system, CEO, whomever, president, whatever, putting a little pressure on the Astros to change the way they do things.
I think that's fair. I mean, this is a partnership that's seemingly not working. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's embarrassing both sides. They might be doing everything right behind the scenes, like from a medical standpoint, for all we know. I know it's hard to believe, maybe, in this hypothetical world. But still, publicly, both entities here are getting embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
They're becoming that punchline. Not only the Astros, we talk about the Astros and focus on the Astros because that's what we do. We're a sports station. But yes, to your point, even Houston Methodists, they're being put through the ringer by Astros fans or people here in Houston that see this and think, like, what are they doing? How incompetent are mm-hmm. they that they can't figure this stuff out? So that's a fair point that I hadn't thought about previously, that this is a partnership, and right now it's not looking good for either side, so maybe the pressure has to come from outside the organization
right.
for Jim Crane to finally do something, because if you haven't done it yet, which I still don't understand, I don't know what else it's going to take at this point. It's costing you money. It's even costing you games. I know they're in first place. They have a 6.5 game lead, so it doesn't seem as big of a deal, but it's costing you. It just mm-hmm. costs you this series, these injuries. Now you have the Jake Meyers thing last night. The previous GM acknowledged it, wanted to look into it, then got fired for other issues. Something needs to change. And if it hasn't happened yet, if he hasn't reached that breaking point, maybe it is a sponsor or a partner reaching out and saying something needs to be done differently because you're making us look bad. We're making each other look bad. We got to change something.
I mean, put yourself in the big boss's shoes of Methodist Hospital System. All right? Let's just go back to Kyle Tucker. Forget for a moment Jake Meyers. Let's go back to Kyle Tucker and Yordan Alvarez. One of two things happened. And neither one is a good reflection on the Methodist Hospital System, much less the athletic training staff, the medical staff, and all the doctors who diagnose athletes in the Astros organization. One of two things happened with both of those players, Yordan and Kyle Tucker. Either you failed to diagnose fractures correctly, or you failed to reveal those fractures. Both of those things make Methodists look awful.
Mm-hmm.
You either failed to diagnose them, which, okay, how can that happen twice with Yordan and Tucker, or you didn't reveal it, and you kicked the can down the road, and ultimately both those guys had to be out for extended periods of time. If I'm the CEO of Methodist, I call Jim Crane and say, what the hell is going on?
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, and it's getting loud. Like, like we were talking about the Kyle Tucker thing at the time. But now with the Yordan Alvarez thing, that's at an all-time high now. Mm-hmm. And by the way, those commercials play all the time.
Yeah.
And I just roll my eyes like, what? Like, he ain't even playing right now.
And you're not alone. Like,
and he got the award.
Do a search on Twitter.
The hand surgeon got honored.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to say it might have been the same. It was one of them days. He got honored with an award for it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what?
Yeah, it was that weekend series. I think the news came out, I think, on Friday, and then they honored him on Sunday, something like that. Yeah, bad optics, bad timing there. That was almost like just rubbing it in Astro fans' faces, who were very annoyed with the Alvarez news. And then, now they're honoring the hand doctor.
Yeah.
We heard from Jake Myers earlier. Let's hear a little bit from Joe Espada on this whole thing with Jake Myers. Again, Myers had missed 2.5 days, tried to get back out there last night, couldn't even make it to the opening pitch, was injured running out to center field. Here was Espada. Figgy, let's use a cut 3 here from Espada on what gave them the assurance that Myers could even play last night.
Well, we did a lot of tests before we decided to run him in the lineup, and we felt comfortable and strongly about putting him in there. And then before he takes the field, on his way to his position, just tying up on him.
And then this one too, Espada, cut number 4 on if they had any imaging done on Myers prior to him getting back out there last night.
No. We didn't think that he needed it. We just did some ultrasound, which it shows how the muscle and stuff is in there, and it's just some tightness in there, and trying to get him healthy, trying to get him back on the field.
So an ultrasound, right? To see, and they saw some tightness in
ultrasound
there.
Showed tightness. I guess. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but you know who else isn't?
Yeah.
Joe Espada.
That's right.
So he said, I ain't think we needed it.
I feel bad for Joe. I'm not blaming him. They put him in this position. They put him in this spot.
Yeah. No, this isn't, none of these injuries are on him.
Yeah.
Or the delayed returns or anything around Espada.
But you get what I'm saying, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, like I did just a cursory search there while we were playing the audio on like there are so many snide comments now making the rounds on social media about the Astros and the Methodist and all that. That's what it's going to take. That's what it's going to take.
I know. I might, if I'm Methodist, I might start by pulling those said commercials we referenced, because I think you might quietly want to be the partner of the Astros right now. And like Figgy said, it's when I'm watching the game and you see Yordan like the smile and it's embarrassing. It's like, of all people to have and always to play those commercials, just like throwing it in your face of what's really happening.
Those billboards, you see Yordan up there, and I forget what the tagline is, but it's like, I forget exactly what it was, but it's like, ooh, it's a cringe.
281 says, maybe this is what leads to change. Jake Myers was a public setback as the game was starting. Maybe the embarrassment will finally do it.
Yeah.
Maybe. I know. This was the worst of all. Trying to make his return, and he can't even make it to the first pitch, and everyone's watching, and it becomes this big story here in the last 18 hours. Take this with a big grain of salt, but I did Google the calf strain recovery time, and AI Overview told me that a grade 1, a mild strain, the recovery is 2 to 4 weeks. And then grade 2, 4 to 8 weeks, grade 3, so on and so forth, would be more of a severe strain. So, I mean, those were the terms they were using. Who knows how severe it was for Jake Myers, but a calf strain, if AI overview, again, take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
We're not doctors here. AI overview is just grabbing information from the internet. But if it's saying the minimum is 2 to 4 weeks, and for Jake Myers it was 2.5 days, it does tie back to this whole conversation with Jordan of, you know, kind of rushing these guys back too soon,
mm-hmm.
or missing something along the way, not realizing how severe the injury is, and therefore rushing them back too soon, and it leads to these setbacks and guys missing more time and pitchers taking 2 years for Tommy John, and McCullers out for 3 years, and Jordan with multiple setbacks, and Kyle Tucker misses half a year for a quote-unquote shin bruise.
Yeah.
This is just the latest example of seemingly either missing something or rushing people back through, you know, misdiagnosis.
And some of that falls, and again, you know, I'm sure these are fine people that wish they could explain themselves, but they're not allowed. The athletic training staff, you know, going out there. You know, we heard the audio earlier, like, I did some sprinting, I did this and that. The athletic training staff has to say go or no go. And by the way, it's been a bad week all around for athletic training staff. Colton Gordon took a liner to the forehead
yeah.
and stayed in the game. Then this with Jake Myers jogging out to the outfield, and this happens. I mean, the athletic training staff has to be saying, what is their say here? Or is it, do they allow the players to have a bigger say, and the player says, I'm good, well, we'll trust you then? No, at some point, you got to take that decision out of their hand.
Hell, Jake Myers didn't even want to answer the question.
Right, yeah, he looked at the PR staff.
Yeah, yeah, to look at the PR staff. So yeah. That right there seemed kind of fishy.
Mm-hmm.
Someone brought up a good point in the text line earlier when we were talking about this for the first time, and they did say, how was Jake Myers not prepared already by the PR staff, knowing that they're probably going to ask you, you know, about this injury. Instead, when the question comes up, he then looks at the PR staff, and like you said earlier, Figgy, they're probably like, no, don't say anything.
The throat slap.
They probably did a little throat slap.
Yeah, don't do that.
They must have probably didn't have any idea that we were talking about this.
Oh, they had to have, right?
Because I would have just been like, nope, no media availability for you, buddy. I would
credit
just,
to him for being there.
Yeah, no, yeah. No, that's good for us.
Yeah.
But knowing everything going on, I would have been like, you know what? Just sit this one out, man. Like, this is a family situation going on.
Yeah,
I, it's so frustrating. Maybe a former player, whether still active or not, can shed some light on this at some point. But somebody's got to do something because it's a joke now.
It is. They should have done something long ago, but if this isn't the breaking point, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
And nothing's going to change if there's no change that comes from this whole fiasco last night with Jake Myers. By the way, I appreciate Patrick Creighton, who you can hear on Area 45 at night, texting that the song I was referencing earlier was White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane.
Oh, White Rabbit, that's right.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I always say this all the time. You put a microphone in front of people and you just forget things. I love that song, but for the life of me, I couldn't tell you in that moment what the name of it was. It's only 2 minutes, 31 seconds, so not bad. But yeah, let that play one time during the show. I guess that's a sort of a confession. When we come back, we have some confessions to make. It's that time each and every day. Get some stuff off our chest. Lunchtime confessions coming up next on In the Loop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.